Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast, the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. And thank you very much for joining, because this podcast, this platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, and boy, do you innovate. You're changing our lives, and you're changing the lives around the world. We thank you. We celebrate you each and every day. Again, now, we're just in the Heroes of Manufacturing movement, and you're saying to yourself, I can't get enough of this. And I'm telling you, you can. We've got a great interview. And his name is Van Mitchell. He is a rock star. He is with a company called Logan Aluminum. And he is the manager, environmental safety and security. That's what his stat card says out there. Let's get rolling. Logan Aluminum. It was a great conversation. You're going to be in just absolutely enjoying it, because this is what's so fantastic about manufacturing. You don't even know that they exist. They're the unsung heroes, and here they are. Here's this incredible company with incredible people that are just getting it done in times that are very challenging, as we all know. And the silver lining in all of this is the people. It's them. They just sacrifice. They know what to do. They adapt. Even in times of real challenging market conditions, environments, whatever it might be, people step up, and they just sort of carry the flag, move forward, keep on going. And Van is no different. And the people at Logan Aluminum, no different. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, I'd love to be able to get involved with this Heroes of Manufacturing. And I'd say, yes, you do need to get involved. All you have to do is go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com. Simple, easy peasy. And click on saying, I want to get involved. And you talk to me. And you'll say, all right, I want to get involved. And then you're saying to yourself, Scott, I want to nominate somebody. Heroesofmanufacturing.com. You just click. Nominate the heroes. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to talk to them, and we're going to get that ball rolling, because they need to be celebrated. We have just begun the movement, and I want you to get in on the ground floor. We're going to keep on celebrating these unsung heroes of manufacturing that keep the world moving, even in times of challenges like that. All right, let's get going. Van Mitchell is the individual that we're talking to. He is with Logan Aluminum. And it's in rural Kentucky. They're bringing, they're just delivering the goods. And Van, his team, and everybody out there, wonderful story. Hope you enjoy the interview. Here is Van, which is a great name, by the way, Van Mitchell. Enjoy the interview. All right, Van, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolutely honored to have you here on the Heroes of Manufacturing. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a sunny, beautiful day in Kentucky, and really good and glad to be on the show.
There is a series. No, it's not. Is it a series? It's out on one like Netflix or whatever, and they're talking about bourbon. That is a great documentary or show or education. It is absolutely fascinating. Every time I hear about Kentucky, I don't think of Van. I think of bourbon. Yeah. It's not a slam on you, Van. It's just bourbon.
It's pretty common.
Especially in Kentucky. Nobody's thinking about me. I'm Van. They're just thinking about bourbon, which is a good thing to think about, quite frankly.
Can't say I blame you.
Yeah. Hey, for the listeners out there, my friend, let's give a little 411 on who you are and why you're such an incredible professional.
Don't know about incredible, but...
And humble. Look at me. I'm Van and I'm humble.
been blessed to be at Logan for 26 years. And
that's amazing.
The majority of my time, has been spent in the EHS field. That's currently what I do. I'm the manager of environmental safety and security for this facility. I've also worked in operations. So for a few years, I was a manager for one of our business units, our casting business unit. So kind of back and forth between EHS and operations, and pretty good mix. And it's been a blessing to kind of get to know everyone and be able to relate to operations and be able to try to do my part to, you know, make us safe at Logan. So.
Yeah, you know, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, I have a utility transmission background. I was a journeyman. And you don't have many opportunities to make mistakes. So you don't want to make mistakes, and it's all around safety. I would imagine the same thing exists at Logan. You don't want to make mistakes.
You can't. It's unforgiving equipment. It's extremely heavy industry. And yeah, you have to have what we call your slow brain here. We do a lot of work with human performance as it relates to safety and how we make decisions. And we're constantly trying to combat this fast brain mode of people doing things without thinking it through first. And it's hard because it's human nature. We constantly have to work on, the slow brain.
Slow brain.
Methodical thinking, intentional thinking. And people are wired to do things automatically. And our tendency, a lot of people call it complacency, like it's a bad thing, but it's normal. And our brains are, we're kind of wired as humans to do things automatically, especially when we do things repetitively. And it's a constant battle that you have to fight.
Interesting. Does the stats back it up? Let's say I'm a new guy and I've been through training, and I'm really, in essence, I have slow brain just because I'm just haven't been there. And therefore my level of focus is pretty high. But if I've been there for 10 years, and I'm an older guy, I would imagine my slow brain, it turns into just, I would imagine the stats prove that out.
They do. So it's all about teaching people to have triggers and little reminder points that it just quickly engage your slow brain and just make you think just a second. And so that's something we teach folks is, you know, every time you step through the crane or every time you come back from break, or where are your trigger points and when are the times when you'll just take a second and, it's just three or four little tips and tricks that we call them like the begin strategy or the be sure strategy. And it's just breathing and energizing and looking around and just taking a second to think before you do something automatically.
It
has a big impact. So
it's not just big impact. It's big equipment. It's big things. It's heavy. It's big. And I would imagine. Yeah. It's just amazing.
Lots of molten aluminum, lots of risks and hazards come with molten aluminum. So lots of mobile equipment, overhead cranes. It's you got it. Big industry.
Well, thank you for what you do, because I would imagine this has always been sort of an interesting paradox that exists with you, safety person, you responsible for the safety of the organization, and people wanting to see you. You have the best intentions, but nobody likes, they still want to cut corners sometimes. Ah, here comes Van. He's going to preach to me.
we're all that way. Even safety people are kind of wired that way, and everybody has to fight that natural urge, right?
Here comes my wife. Ah, I know what you're going to talk about. I didn't take the garbage out, darn it.
Yeah,
it's the same. It's a never-ending battle, and I definitely commend you. And the culture at Logan, if it's anything like you, very positive, very optimistic, and that helps quite a bit, especially within the realm of safety.
Absolutely. The culture is what we have in our corner. That is the big differentiator at Logan.
Hey, another just sort of side topic. Has it always been Logan Aluminum for the 20 some odd years you've been there?
It has. Yep.
That's just amazing. I don't know. Yeah, that's just me taking a deviation from the conversation of heroes in manufacturing. Okay, so let's go down that road. We've got this one day we're doing wonderful, and then the next day there's a switch, and it's called COVID-19, and the economy and the market and it's global. It's everything. It's supply chains. It touched everything, even my paper plates that I like to eat, you know, food off of. It touched it all. And how did the individuals within Logan Aluminum just the workforce deal with that sudden change?
Yeah. Well, so what you mentioned earlier about culture, Logan has what we call a team-based environment, and you know, we engage everyone to help solve problems. One of the things we had additionally is for years we've had a crisis management team at the plant, and we train and prepare for crises, you know, different types of crises. But a few years back, we had the avian flu, the swine flu incident, and so we prepared and we critiqued after those. So we had done some, I don't think any of that prepared us for what we went through or what we're going through, but it helped. And so we had stockpiles of equipment already. We had maintained pandemic supplies.
All right, Ben, we're back from a technical glitch. Now, we were talking specifically about pandemic. And one of the things that was just sort of interesting to me is how Logan Aluminum, your team there, had an actual business continuity in your business continuity plan, something about a pandemic, because that is not common. I'm just telling you, kudos to you guys. So you had this, you had everything all sort of ready to go. And so continue to, that story.
Yeah, well, we had a framework. And like I said, I don't know that we were totally prepared for this, but it certainly helped. Lots of things were going on at the plant when this hit. We've got a lot of construction going on. We're actually building a new coal mill, just built a new casting facility. And a lot of our equipment, our new coal mill, came from Northern Italy, right in the heart of, where all this happened. So we had lots of folks visiting here, helping to commission that mill. We had folks scheduled to go to Italy. So that was kind of our first taste of, okay, what are you going to do? And you got to make some decisions right now. That was back in late January, early February, before it really hit hard, in the U.S., So that's when we initiated our crisis team here and were able to get ahead. And then it just kept progressing, and we met daily. Our president, our plant manager, myself, and our CFO, and then someone from our purchasing group are make up our crisis team for this. And so we had the right players in place, and we managed our way through it. Certainly not perfectly, but we had two priorities when we started it. One, we were going to keep everybody healthy. We were going to have a safe workplace that people could come, and we'd do whatever it took to be able to provide them a safe workplace. But two, part of protecting our employees was protecting their jobs. And we were going to keep this facility open. We didn't want to have to lay people off. We wanted to be able to work and produce safely through this. And so far, we've managed to do that. Our business has been pretty strong. It's primarily aluminum cans for beverages, and that's a fairly resilient market to be in, good times and bad.
I was gonna say, somebody's buying a six pack of something. something so, delicious in a six pack. I can imagine. So he's like, that's it, my six pack of aluminum cans budget is out the window because of, no. They find them money.
It's got to get pretty bad, right?
Yeah, so that's brilliant, brilliant. And really, to your team, kudos. I'm just telling you, that is really, you were really, to a certain extent, ahead of the curve. You saw something happening. Your team went into action. And your two components, right, keep everybody safe, big time important. And I would imagine in that safety conversation, there was probably a greater likelihood of being distracted too. I mean, there's a lot going on, families, other friends, other businesses. And that too is a challenge for you, but you kept people safe. Thank you. And then secondly, kept them employed. And thank you. That's good stuff.
I think what we found was we provided the tools and the means, but every employee owned it. And, we were very proactive with letting people know about quarantine. So if they had to be around someone or they were in areas that weren't safe and they needed to stay home for a few days to make sure they weren't sick, we allowed that. And other team members picked up and carried the load. And, we breezed right on through it in part or totally because of our teams and the folks out on the floor who make it happen every day. So
great story. I'm always fascinated because manufacturing, you can look at an aluminum facility like yours and be just enamored by the big stuff and the things that are just like, wow, that's got a lot of stuff there. But it really gets down to the people. It just does. That gantry doesn't run without a person, right? And safely. So, you know, kudos to your team. And definitely, they're definitely heroes. Now, let's go beyond the confines of Logan Aluminum, and let's look into the community. What did your company do when it, you know, all right, here we are. We got this challenging time. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, some of the first requests we got, of course, we are the largest employer around. There's about 1,400 Logan employees here, and 300 to 400 contractors, you know, at this facility. So it's and we're in a very rural area. So there's not many big cities close to us. So we were able to help out. We partnered with the Chamber of Commerce. We were able to help out smaller healthcare. The first calls came for PPE, and because we had stockpiled, we happened to have thousands, literally thousands of N95 masks.
That could have been a revenue source for Logan. You know, you could have just went like, all right, I'm going to stick it now. I've got an opportunity here, baby. Sure good is. Job. Wow. That's good stuff.
But we were able to donate. So we made a decision early on that, you know, the healthcare needed them more than we did. And we could survive with bandanas and other facial coverings here. So we were able to donate and get those out. And I mean, this community volunteers, our employees volunteer, whether they're firefighters in the community or emergency responders or whatever, they just volunteer all the time.
Yeah, and like you said, you're rural, and there's not much around you, so you do have a fire crew, you have a station, you have everything that's got to be available for the 1,400 people who, you know, work. And I mean, geez, you couldn't help but contribute to the community because you live next to the buddy that you've been going to work with. Hey, Ted, I can't do anything for you. I'll see you at work, but I can't do anything. that is just absolutely. I'm astonished. I mean, that speaks volumes of Logan. I mean, it really does because, I mean, you guys were prepared and then you just gave. It's like, okay, yeah, we got it. We'll just use bandanas. Boom, here you go. Take it. Yeah, well. All right. Yeah. Now I'm a big Logan Aluminum fan. Okay. I'm going to go buy a six pack of something. So how are, I mean, the team at Logan, Team Logan, I mean, they're dealing well or decent with this COVID. I mean, we don't know where it's going. It's a long tail challenge. I mean, dealing okay with it? Sort of settling in?
It's kind of settling in. We had a lot of changes. I mean, to bring that many people into a site, lots of gates, you know, we had to figure out how we're going to screen people and, you know, take temperatures and all the things. And depending on how you feel about it, Kentucky was very, had a lot of requirements. I'll leave it at that. And lots of things to stay open that we had to do. And, the folks, you know, got behind it. Nobody liked it, but we had to do it, and they all gave input on how to make it better. So what we started with in early March is not what we have today. We've come a long way. And so we have to – one of the big things we had to do differently is we typically have a very large spring outage where we shut down the hot mill, some of this equipment. We do it in the spring typically so that it's not hot. We don't have to deal with the heat. And we had to postpone that. And actually, today is the kickoff to that outage. So we
and you're talking to me.
And we're doing it today. We probably have 600 contractors additional here working through that. And, you know, trying to wear masks. But they're partnering up and they're relieving each other. And we're doing short stints and taking breaks. We got tents. If you drove down here, you'd see circus tents, it looks like. But we have places where people can social distance and have lunch and do stuff outside. So they're coping well, and they're coming up. They're creative, and they're coming up with so many ideas to be able to manage through this and to do it safely. And keep
our I'm always fascinated by the stories of how nimble large companies like Logan Aluminum and others can – pivot and be able to respond and then continue to improve. You know, you start out saying, okay, we got to do this. And it's, you're just trying to move forward. Okay, we got to do this. And then over a period of time, you refine that. And it's all geared toward more efficiency, but also the comfort of the employees and the people. It's like, you know, like, do we have to do that? Can we do, this is better. That makes it me, that to me is a wonderful, wonderful story. Now, who is your manufacturing hero?
Oh my goodness. I struggled with this question a lot because
We push it hard here on. No, we don't.
It's every employee who is out there on the floor making it happen. Yeah. I mean, they have overcome so many obstacles. They have engaged and they have been partners. And if they were outside of work in situations that might not be safe, they've called in and let us know. So they stay home. That's protecting their coworkers. But when it's time to come back, they come back to work. I mean, they've just been so engaged, almost like everyone owns the business and they're going to make it happen. So all those folks, there's no way we would have ever made it through it without them. And the second group that I've got to shout out is our medical folks. You know, like you said, we are a small city here, and we have our own fire department and EMTs and ambulance service, and but we have our own medical department as well. And we have some nurses who have worked. I mean, they've taken calls just 24/7 since this started, with a million questions about should I, can I, how do I, and they've stepped up and answered the call in every case. And so hats off to them. They have certainly led us through this from a medical perspective standpoint.
I didn't even think of that either. I mean, I'm always learning, and because Logan is such a rural business, a big rural business, like a little town, you need to have that. And then when this happens, all of a sudden your medical professionals have to be the point of contact for knowledge. They're in the same boat. It's like, stay away. I got to learn too. Stay tuned. I'll be learning and then I'll get back to you. How's that?
We've all learned so much and I hope we don't ever have to put it to use again when we get through this. But
I'm telling you, there are a lot of businesses out there that are planning for the next pandemic. God help us. Please don't. Give us a breather, that's for sure. Hey, are you active out there on LinkedIn? If somebody wanted to say, man, Van touched a point that I want to talk to him about. Are you out there?
Absolutely. I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me and give me a message. All right.
Okay, listeners, Van Mitchell, that's MITCHELL. Van is exactly what you would think the spelling is. And if you can't find Van Mitchell, just put a comment and then put in Logan Aluminum. Van, you were wonderful. Kudos to the Logan team. Son of a gun. You should be proud. Definitely proud. Good job. All right, listeners, you have to hang tight. We're going to wrap it up on the other side again with all of the contact information out on industrialtalk.com. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast as we celebrate the heroes of manufacturing. Van Mitchell is the guy's name. He is the manager, environmental safety and security at Logan Aluminum. Incredible story. Big hearts. They just give and give and give because, well, we need it. And they're willing to sacrifice. Once again, go out. Reach out to Van Mitchell. His stat card's pretty cool out there on LinkedIn. Ask him some questions. You got any comments, concerns? Boom. Van is your man. How about that one? I didn't realize that was going to rhyme, but Van is your man. All right. You say to yourself, Scott, how do I get involved? Once again, go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com, and you just click, and let's get involved. Do not miss any of these. We have just incredible interviews coming your way. We've already put a ton in the can, and they are all just absolutely focused on the individuals, the people that keep this world moving. They have their own stuff, but they just get, man, I got to contribute. We depend on them each and every day. Heroes of Manufacturing, where you need to go. All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Podcast. We're going to keep on bringing you just great interviews. Once again, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, innovate, can't stop innovating, change the world. Thank you very much. We will be back again.